Love it. I was hoping Mavona would do this because on the rundown, I literally named the segment, Don't You
Forget About Me.
Right.
This is like my high school theme song.
I feel it was everybody your age. High school theme song.
That movie was so great. That was such a great
movie.
Which
movie was it? Was it at 16?
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, The Breakfast Club. Yeah. Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my impression.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about players that...
I got a crush on Ally Sheedy.
I did too back then. Yeah.
Breakfast Club before my time, Scotty.
Yeah, and then she just, I don't know what happened.
Disappeared.
Yeah.
So the reason we played that, and the reason we're going to get into that is because we mentioned a lot about the players we absolutely love, right? Like, Danny Woodhead, obviously, for you, and we've talked about, like, Theo Riddick. I really like Theo Riddick every year, and because of that, Devontae Booker, Corey really loves, and... Because of that, we ignore some players here on the show. I think it's natural because you talk about the players you like or the players you really hate. But I think there's both a middle point of players you're just like, all right with, which you've kind of hit yesterday with like Eddie Lacy from some people. And then there's also the types of players where you're never going to get to because there's like no chance you're going to take them. So like Eddie Lacy, I like. Corey doesn't. That's fine. We'll have the disagreement. We'll have the debate. But... A guy like Paul Perkins, I feel like, besides yesterday where I came up with his name, we have never mentioned him on the Roto Experts here through the month of June. Paul Perkins, Scotty, is a starting running back, obviously, in the NFL with the Giants. It's a team that's going to be pass heavy. And I know you're the one, the reason we go to you first here, you're the one that doesn't think the Giants offense, not can be as prolific as the Packers, we all agree with that, but can't be the same offense, essentially, as the Packers, even though it's the same offense coordinator. With that being said, the comparison's been made because, much like the Packers, the Giants don't run the ball. Paul right. Perkins, however, is the starting running back. They've jettisoned Rashad Jennings. Orleans Darkwa's still there. They did draft Wayne. Yeah. They did draft Wayne Gallman.
Yeah.
They brought in Sean Drone. Like, whatever. The guy, Shane Vereen's still there. The guy is Paul Perkins. Why is there no love at this table for Paul Perkins?
Because he really didn't show us much last year. And again, like you say, and you lay it out, the Giants are going to be a pass-heavy team. Now, they do want to have more offensive balance. I was reading a lot of Patricia Traynor. She's the beat writer for the Giants for several outlets. And she said, like, look, the Giants are not going to ignore the run. They want opponents to respect it. That's why they brought in Red Ellison as a blocker, why they acquired DJ Fluker to improve the offensive line, why they drafted Gallman. I think it could be a timeshare between Perkins and Gallman. Ultimately, they want to see maybe Gallman is more of that hammer. Could be a running back by committee. You got Vereen there, but you don't want Vereen as a runner. But again, Perkins is the starter. There is a reason why the Giants drafted him. You know, he did show some flashes last year. So I'm not going to totally forget about the kid. But I just feel like if anything, I want him as a flex.
I think the biggest endorsement for both these running backs is neither team really went out and got a running back in the draft. I know the Giants got Gallman, but they're going to get the opportunity here. I'm more of a Shane Vereen kind of guy. We saw what he could do last season still, went on the field. Abdullah is more talented. He does offer upside. He's a guy coming off the list, Frank. And is it ever going to happen for him is my question. But it will come a point in drafts where, at the right price, I would take them. I'm just not overly seeking them.
Corey, Amir Abdullah, Paul Perkins, these are two guys we haven't really talked about.
I can't because there's no reason to talk about them. At least Perkins, in my case, I don't just trust the player, period. I think that he's in a situation where even if he is the starter, he gets the majority of the work. I don't think he's going to be that impressive. I don't see a 4.5, 5 yards a carry guy. I don't see a commitment to running the football, period. Amir Abdullah, I don't see him being healthy. Running back with the list, Frank struggles with injuries season after season. He had one good game last season. He immediately got hurt. It'd probably be more likely the same. I'd rather not deal with these players. If he hits, he won't hit on my team, either one
and
of them.
And here's the thing with the Lions, too, and you make a good point. Not only did he have the foot, but he's recovering from shoulder surgery, too.
I didn't know his shoulder was banged up.
Now you look deep down the roster, okay?
Deep.
Riddick is like a guy who catches the passes. Zach Zenner is nothing special. This team really made a commitment to improving the offensive line during the offseason.
Who?
The Lions.
Okay.
Okay? And if Dwayne Washington has holes, and he doesn't... Dwayne Washington's not a creative runner that can open up his own holes. But if the holes are there for him, this is a power back with speed. You know, we didn't see anything from Washington last year because there was nowhere to go. I think the most talented running back on Abdullah may be more talented, but Dwayne Washington is talented himself, and there may be an opportunity there.
I told you that yesterday, Scott.
What?
I read that yesterday.
I read that last month.
No, I told you yesterday.
No, you did not tell me anything.
Scott, I told you if it wasn't yesterday, it was one day this week. I told you the only running back that I'm going to be in on outside of Theo Riddick is Dwayne Washington because I think he has the best talent in the backfield. You act like I was a crazy man. But I'm glad that the message is getting through to you that you need to rely on me in order to win in 2017.
I don't rely on you.
I've seen that you've picked it up.
I do not rely on you. You got a losing record against me.
I was going to make him a champion again this year.
I don't need anything.
It's clear right now.
I've been winning chips way before I met him. Way before I met him. He wins 1 year and all of a sudden his head gets big.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. He's just learning how to win, though.
Yes, sir.
What day this week would I tell Scott about Dwayne Washington?
If it wasn't yesterday, it was 2 days ago.
There you go.
You told me that was your opinion. It's like, that doesn't mean I'm changing anything based off of you.
Well, the only reason
I'm reading the Lions beat writers.
The only reason he's bringing it up.
Shrink your head there.
The only reason he's bringing it up, honestly, is because he said Dwayne Washington, and nobody at this table said a word.
Everybody act like I was a crazy man.
I certainly did.
I didn't
everybody
act
like I was a crazy man.
I never said
Dwayne Washington earlier this week, and then you just sat up here and spouted off for 2 minutes about how you think Dwayne Washington is the best
you.
Running. Well, now you do, Scott.
I agree with you.
You didn't the other day, and it hurt my feelings the other day, and now today, I'm baffled. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I hurt your feelings the
you
other
hurt
day?
My feelings when I mean, I was talking to Dwayne Washington, and you ignored
time
me.
Time out.
My feelings were hurt.
Sugar Bear, I'm sorry.
That's okay, Scott.
I'm sorry, Sugar Bear.
That's okay.